Previously, on Short Quest Long Rest, Good Vibrations. This ship, it's a gunmetal blue with monarch orange accents, and written upon its hull in psychedelic balloon-styled letters are the words, Good Vibrations. This is one hell of a group. Eddie, Scree, Sadoon, Oris, and Ginger. Just The VI comes over, goes, there are two small vessels of unknown make on an intercept course with weapons charging. Edward, I would suggest you do something. Congratulations. You won your first fucking space combat. Welcome, everyone, to the next session of Short Quest Long Rest, Good Vibrations. How's everybody feeling tonight? You feeling good? You got good vibrations?
I'm feeling good vibrations.
You feeling good vibrations?
There's vibrations in the air.
There's good excitations.
Yep, we're getting excitations. Yep, I like that. I like that. Lando, how's your vibrations tonight?
I can't talk about them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably best, bud.
I'm feeling the vibrations, and they are good.
Yep. Yeah, I like
it. Pretty sure that's the ship.
The ship is,
Oh, because the ship's a clunker?
Whoa.
Rattle.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, it's actually
a good
ship.
I was going to say, yeah, your guy's ship isn't a clunker. Your guy's ship is a state of the art, and that's the best part about it.
It's just painted like one.
Yeah. I like it. I love the gunmetal blue. That gunmetal blue with the orange accents look fucking sexy as hell. At some point.
It is not subtle.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Someday we're going to have to get some art done of it. Because, you know, we got our little icons that we made, which are, you know, just icons from some basic bullshit packs. But to get you guys, like, a straight up, like, real version of that ship, you guys can, like, you know, pick out some custom art. We have to find somebody. Yeah. If anybody on, like, our Twitter or anything knows somebody who does, like, artwork for, like, ships and stuff like that, let us know. Because perhaps we could commission you for a nice, pretty ship. Known as the Good Vibration.
Or bring our friend Mr. Benitez firmly out of his comfort zone.
That's true. We could do that. You know, we do.
Maybe.
Like our dude. And say
should
he
be a busy man.
That is true. And say we've been throwing his name around quite a bit. Hopefully he's getting all types of business. He is the shit as far as all of our artwork has gone so far. But, Yeah, shit, with a capital S. That's kidding, of course, because he is the man. We love his artwork. He's done such good things. And, yeah, we give it a shot. Maybe we'll throw it by him. Just be like, hey, what you think about doing spaceships? Hey, I got an idea here. Well, someone pitch to you. I'm going to say, what do you think when I say spaceship?
I can hear the stress from here.
I would like to see the characters get established a little more. So we have, like, ideas of little details of what they'd wear. And
no. Fucking no. You were going to get the ship now. In fact, we're going to stop the recording. I'm going to go.
No, we have to do it now.
I'm going
to
be like, hey, is it Conde or Conde? I should probably find that out.
Conde.
Yeah.
Conde sounds fancier.
Conde? Conde sounds good, but I don't want to pronounce it.
That's why I didn't say it.
Amazing artist. Fantastic. Did all of our Short Quest Long Rest stuff to go with our Rime of the Frost Maiden stuff, and he is amazing. Someday, maybe we'll put him on retainer if we make millions of dollars. Yeah, like, we'll do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we'll have that. Anyways, back to the ship. So, last time on Short Quest Long Rest, Good Vibrations. Previously on Short Quest Long Rest, Good Vibrations. The crew were coming towards the planet Nikondas on a resupply mission to Madeline's Landing. Where once you guys dropped out of the drift, you were accosted by two drone ships. You wiped the floor with them, or the space with them. I don't know how you say that. Space doesn't have a floor. But you guys destroyed the ships handily, wiped them out, and learned from the wreckage of them that they seem to be smaller ships without any type of warp drive, and that it seemed like they probably came from another bigger ship. But, which when you scanned the area, nothing popped up. There was nothing out there that showed that that's what, that's where it came from. So, now you guys are in space, just kind of chilling, stuff all around. You got Nacondas in front of you, Madeline's Landing on the horizon. What are you guys doing?
Did y'all blow up the drones yet?
What?
Yeah.
Scree puts his, like, little thumb up.
Yeah, Scree did your job for you.
I noticed.
Hard to miss. Anyway. That's all good.
I'm gonna go change my clothes before we get planetside.
You do what you gotta do.
This planet's not, like, hostile or anything, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
Why were there drones just sitting up in space?
That's where drones usually are. In space.
Okay, so why did they attack us on site?
He just kind of blinks at you.
An aggressive welcoming party.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. That's what I was wondering. I didn't know if they were from, like, somewhere, or if they went kind of haywire. I don't know. But they're dead now, and we got a job to do, so.
Yeah, maybe we should get out of here before more show up.
Working on it.
Good plan. I like it.
And he'll get out of there.
Okay, so you guys heading towards the planet?
I think Oris is just going to man the scanner the whole way.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah. I think Ginger would probably come back on the bridge dressed in something a little nicer for going planet side, since we'll probably be talking to people.
Gotcha. Okie dokie. So you guys are heading towards the planet, planning on breaking atmosphere and all that stuff, going straight down?
Yep.
As you guys approach the planet, you get close to atmosphere, you point the nose of the ship towards terra firma, and there's a mild shudder. Breach the atmosphere as yellow-orange flames lick at the hull of the ship. And then subtly, as the shuddering started, all goes silent. Save the sound of the wind softly against the hull. The clouds give way as the sun illuminates the land below. A solid fog stretches on into infinity. Or affinity, which one ever you want. If you have an affinity towards the infinity, that works too.
I do.
stretches on into infinity, with the occasional mountainous crag or large tree-covered mound jutting up above the mire. But beyond that, only the mists of the jungle. So, Oris, you notice something strange now that you're manning the comms right now. There seems to be something interfering with transmissions. Why don't you give me computers or engineering, whatever you're best at.
Roll the 2 for an 11.
Natty 2. Atta boy. You do see, there seems to be something odd. All transmissions in the area that you guys are near, I'd say you're probably within 100 miles of what you believe is Madeline's Landing.
So.
And you notice.
I couldn't figure it out. Or is that high
enough? No, you couldn't figure out exactly what it was.
Can he smack his head and give it a retry?
Oh, shit. Yeah, you do have a chance to do it. Go for it. That's right. So he has the ability with his exocortex that once a day he can re-roll a knowledge check, essentially. It accesses his, like, database inside his little computer.
All right, brain. Echo, something's up. I can't figure it out.
Fine. Nice. All hell.
24.
There you go, that's better.
You're clicking the wrong button, Oris. We've talked about this. Why? I'll show you what to do.
And so he shows you exactly what series of buttons to push and what frequencies to focus in on, which helps you then roll a much, much better friggin' roll for a natty 15 for a 24. So... yeah, not only do you know that there is obviously something wrong with transmissions, something's blocking transmissions within a 200-mile-wide burst of Madeline's Landing. And with that successful roll, you know that the origin of this blocking signal is Madeline's Landing, where you guys are supposed to be going. So something there is sending out a radiating blocking transmission of modulating static.
Guys, this doesn't look good. Something's blocking transmissions down there.
Is this something we were supposed to expect?
Not something like this. It's a 200-mile radius. Someone really doesn't want transmissions leaving this place.
This feels like something that if it were in place before we left, we probably should have known about.
One would think.
Do we know the origin of it?
The city itself. That's all I could get it.
Is the plan to land there, Eddie? What are you doing?
Okay, sorry. Oh. What was the question?
Do we plan on landing at our destination?
Oh, because of the things being jammed or whatever he said.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems bad. That seems like wartime tactics, right?
At the mention of wartime tactics, Scree like grabs like a railing, one of those like little railing guards, and unscrews it and gets ready to hit something with it.
Well, I mean, if my dad knows what he's talking about, that's like the first thing you do when you occupy a planet.
Wartime or espionage, either one. He glances over at Scree as he breaks another part of the ship. God damn it.
Okay, so Adam, why don't you give me another computers and engineering role? Just to, now that you know where it's coming from, this will allow you to
19.
There we go. Okay. You're manning the scanners now. You're running like a kind of a scan of the area. Transmissions are blocked, but obviously your guys' scanners are still fine. Though you can't get a visual on the colony due to this super, super thick fog, you're able to pick up its location. But there's something that's odd. From the info that you have on Madeline's Landing, there should be roughly about 75 inhabitants. That's who lives on Madeline's Landing. But you're picking up nearly 100 life signs in the colony at the moment. Your scans are also detecting a building in the center of town that doesn't show up on any of your maps that you guys have inside your like archive. It seems to be like modular and utilitarian. You can kind of get like the layout of it just from your scanning. And it seems to resemble more of a fortress than a residential structure. And cherry on top, the roof of this building are armed with 2 starship scale heavy laser cannons pointed to the sky, just waiting for unwelcome guests. It also looks like that building occupies the only space big enough to land a ship within the colony. What y'all doing?
That's not great.
No, that's not a good idea.
Oh.
Ginger, you might want to change. Seems like we're going to be having a little hike.
With all those extra people and those guns, this became complicated pretty quickly.
Do we know?
I mean, sorry, go ahead, Eddie.
Well, I was going to ask if we know they're hostile or not.
Well, we knew nothing about this building.
True.
Signals are being jammed right now.
I'll give you that, yeah.
I think it's safe to assume they don't want us here.
Yeah, better safe than sorry, right?
In this instance, yes.
I'm going to go change again.
All right.
She is like super exasperated as she goes back to her bunk.
Yeah, she seems like the type that would really hate to change clothing.
It's the worst.
Scree's chewing on the piece of the ship that he's pulled off and is like making making like a handle area to hold onto, more grip.
Or it's just size. He's not gonna keep this ship together. He knows this.
Not a chance.
Nope.
Scree, is that your new toothpick?
And he just grins.
Meanwhile, be going probably away from that landing spot.
I will say that with Adam's scan, since he rolled pretty damn good on that, there is a clearing about 3 miles just outside the colony that seems like it would fit your guys' ship.
We wanting to check this out?
I think the clearing's our best bet.
Well, I'm asking if we want to go in at all.
Well, that's true. How much are we supposed to get paid?
Not enough.
Hmm.
I mean, some of us kind of really need that money.
Hmm. It's up to you.
He just kind of shrugs and he'll head for the clearing.
So, Eddie, why don't you give me a piloting check? As far as heading down there and sitting down. It's almost impossible to
fail. Never!
Roll the three.
16.
Okay. Natty 3 for a 16. And when I say it was almost possible to fail, I really meant it. Like, you'd have to do a 1 for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, 1 to 3.
Stupid with it. Yeah.
Like a 1 through a 3, that's not almost impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty one in 20.
But
chance.
I did almost.
Yeah, essentially.
I almost did it.
Yep, I was going to say, that's what I was waiting for. I was like, give it a 1. Just give it a 1. This would be so much fun. But no, you're talented enough with that plus 13 that even when you're absolutely not paying attention or not even giving
you're
a fuck.
Phoning
or,
it in.
Exactly, phoning it in, not even trying. You're still on fire as far as that shit goes. So you swoop in, and it's not the softest landing you've ever done, but it ain't bad. It's average for anybody else. Some of the best pilots out there, that would be an average landing for them. And that was a piss poor landing for you, but still pretty damn decent. So you come down into the clearing. As you set down, you see the fog kind of whooshes away from the ship as it sets down in this like verdant little clearing of trees. And as it comes to settle, the fog just kind of rolls back in and covers the ship again and leaves you guys essentially surrounded by this this deep dark fog. So, gearing up and heading out, what's that look like? What's people grabbing? What's everybody packing? What you packing there?
You don't need to know.
Oh, you don't want to tell me all your weapons and your weaknesses?
Yeah, what all do we see Sadoon carrying into battle?
Sadoon already has all their weapons on them.
Like at all time? They just carry it all the time?
Yeah. They got a pistol nice. On their hip, a hammer on the other, and a shotgun across the small of their back.
Nice, nice.
I'm gonna go get dressed.
They sit in the cockpit with fucking this gun strapped to him. I love
yep.
it.
All Ginger has done is gone and put on some like hiking clothes and then is like pulling her station wear up over it.
I think literally the only thing that changed is he doesn't have shorts on. He has jeans and a gun belt.
Nice.
And a hoodie. The same hoodie.
Does his gun belt act as an actual belt, or are they sagging a little?
It's sagging.
Nice, nice.
It's a separate
Scree
belt.
Disappeared somewhere on the ship, and after some rattling somewhere in the ship, he reappears with a grenade.
Just a random grenade.
And when Eddie comes out, he's tucking something into his false arm.
Ooh.
Just clicks it shut. Well, we ready?
I think Oris is very scared and inquisitive about that grenade in Scree's hand.
Hey, he found one.
Yeah, I'm not sure
I knew
how much
you'd find
I trust
it eventually.
That.
Well, Scree lost him a while ago.
Lost it? Was that just rolling around in the ship?
Well, lost a few. I think that's just one of them.
Ginger looks horrified.
Rolling around in the vents. Every time you hear fucking Eddie Banks, you just hear it's like ting 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 ting, like off in the distance somewhere.
Oh, like is that the ventilation kicking on, or is that us about to die?
Yep.
If we ever get hit, there's going to be a secondary explosion.
What's
that? That is a note for later.
Out of character, what is Scree's pronoun?
He.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah, I mean, I think... When did you lose him, Scree? Do you remember? I know you had a lot of them back, like, a while ago.
He's, like, counting on his three fingers.
Yeah.
He seems to lose track and starts again.
And he's just waiting patiently.
Infinite just like,
patience.
And holds up his three fingers.
Three? You lost three of them? Ooh. Well, they'll turn up.
Hold on. A bit of a clarification. Are you holding up three because that's the most fingers you have on a single hand? Or did you really just lose three?
That's... very insensitive of you to ask.
Yeah, I don't know if you can say that.
It's a legitimate question.
Jeez. It is. But we're not gonna. We'll never know.
Ways.
Ginger still looks incredibly uncomfortable with the prospect of random grenades rattling around in the ship.
Scree's very involved when he's making his sandwiches. He can't be expected to keep track of how many grenades he does or does not lose.
What does a sandwich have to do with grenades?
It sets them on the counter.
Right.
Scree's just like, Scree's just nodding like this is normal.
It is normal to them.
He's got his little makeshift club, like, hanging from his belt.
Well, either way, you guys really need the money, so let's go, I guess. Yeah, I could probably...
Okay, so you guys heading out?
I kind of need it, too. Yeah, heading out.
Wait, did you just say we're out of food?
Yeah, about that.
But didn't we just stop for food last week?
Yeah, it's super weird. It's almost like you got a ship full of people to feed. Like, where did the food go?
Scree is, like, kind of, like, making himself look busy, like, picking at his teeth.
Sadoon makes a gesture, like, smoking a blunt.
I think both Eddie and Scree are responsible for that shortage.
Alright then, we better go.
Yep. He just kind of hits the... What would it be, an egress door?
Mm. Yeah, how do you see it? Like, open how up. Does it... Is it like a ramp that folds down? Like a little like a sliding walkway that shoots down to the ground?
I see one that kind of like unfolds.
Is it a swish or a chunk?
It's a swish.
Okay.
It's a fancy...
It's a swish ship.
Yeah.
I do like swish
ships. Yeah, some steps, I think. Not a ramp. At least this door.
Oh, so there's probably like a cargo exit.
So
as you guys step off the ship, the fog immediately envelops you, mm-hmm. as well as this like wet, hot, humid air of the planet. This is a straight up jungle. Like you can see out in the fog a ways, little crackles of blue energy, like electricity. Sparking every so often in the mists. The moisture and the heat clings to your bodies, and you're not sure if it's sweat from the heat or just the condensation in the air, but your clothes dampen pretty quick. Pungent musk of fauna and flora are heavy in the air. The flora, fauna, and Scree are very pungent. And though the area was silent a few minutes ago after landing, the sounds of the surroundings are starting to return as the drone of bugs and other creatures start to fill the air. As you guys start to make your way through the jungle towards Madeline's Landing, I assume that's where you guys are going?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you traveling? Are you guys trying to stealth? Are you taking it easy? Are you whistling a jaunty tune as you skip through the forest? Like, how you guys going?
I think Ginger keeps patting her hair because it gets incredibly frizzy the longer we're in this moisture. Not even really paying attention to her surroundings, just perpetually like, oh my god, I'm gonna have to have so much work for the little style mender when I get back. I don't have enough product for this.
Scree is stealthing, but he is not far behind Eddie. He's like never leaving 5 feet of Eddie. Just sneaky.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think Eddie's trying to be quiet, but I don't think it's on purpose. I think he's just naturally quiet person, you know? He doesn't often talk unless he's spoken to. So I don't think it's a con... I think he's just naturally doing
it. Yeah, I think Oris is always as quiet as possible.
Okay. What about Sadoon? How do they roll through the jungle?
All their weapons are out.
Nice. So not stealthy or stealthy or perception up? Like what's your style?
On edge, watching everything.
On edge. Gotcha. Okay, so those who are stealthing, go ahead and give me a stealth roll. And anybody else who's paying attention, give me a perception check. You know, something along those lines.
You rolled a 4 and you got... Damn.
<That's right. laughs> Stats in this game are kind of ridiculous.
Here I go. Ooh.
Here we go.
Nice. Well done. Okay. As you guys are making your way through the forest. The group pushes through this, like, emerald inferno. And the dense forest gives way to this, like, big canopied area full of tall grasses. This is after traveling a good, like, hell, you've probably been walking a good, you know, half hour at this point. You can see the path continues on the other side, about 100 feet away. The fog there has kind of cleared out just a little bit. So, what are you guys doing?
I think Oris is sticking towards the back, just kind of watching.
Okay. Yeah, what is your guys' marching order, by the way? Like, how are you guys moving through the area?
I feel like Ginger would probably have started near the front, and then because she's not paying attention, has just gradually started trailing further and further behind.
Yeah, because this is, like, this fog is dense. You guys can't see, like, more than 30 feet ahead of you. Like, it is like a wall.
Again, without really thinking, I think he would lead. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Scree would be like, Scree would be right up there. Sometimes in front, okay. Sometimes to the sides, but never far. Sneaky.
So, Eddie, Scree, Ginger somewhere near the backslash middle, and Oris, you said he was kind of sticking towards the back?
Yeah, he knows he's not an up-close fighter, so he's staying back.
Gotcha.
So yeah, Sadoon in the middle.
Okay, cool. I'll tell you what, everybody give me a perception check.
Would that include the one that we did earlier, or a different one?
Nope, this is a whole different one. Okay.
16.
That first one had ramifications that you guys will... You may never know.
Yay! I rolled a 4.
Atta boy. So not bad. These are some pretty good perception checks. We got 16, 12, 23, 4, and 6, 16. Most of you, minus Sadoon, though you don't see anything, a sense of unease washes over all of you, like you're being watched for some odd reason. Hopefully I do this correctly and don't accidentally... How do I... live without you?
Thank you. That's the first thing that popped into my head.
Okay, there it is. Public roll. Okay. Ha ha ha. Private GM roll. I'll try blind. Let's see if you guys see that.
Nope.
Yep, we see just question marks.
Sweet. That's what I want. Okay.
Oh, I see what you mean now.
Ooh. Okay, so as you guys start making your way through this this little clearing, suddenly you guys see very easily, because they rolled shit on their stealth, these three ape-like creatures with blue fur burst from the tall grasses onto the path in front of you, and their fur crackling with electricity. Roll for initiative.
I don't want it.
Uh-oh.
Okay, boom. Normal combat. Begin combat.
Are these things ahead of us or behind us?
They're ahead of you in the...
Okay, then
you guys are moving from right to left.
Back here.
Ooh, nice. Critical on initiative.
Wow, we rolled really well.
Mm-hmm. You did roll really well, and I rolled like shit. Okay. First up, we got Oris. What you doing, bud?
I think he's just going to be startled, yell shit, and fire at the first one. One right in the middle.
One right in the middle. Okay. Take your pop shot, baby.
8.
Let me see. And that is against, that's a laser rifle, so that's EAC, isn't it? But either way, it does not hit, unfortunately. An 8 does not do it. Now remember, when it comes to combat, you guys have multiple options as far as how you move. You have your standard action. You have your swift action, and you have your move action. Everybody gets that. Or if you don't do a move action, you can do a full round action, which has to do with like running, so you can move up to double your speed. Kind of similar to D&D, it's just kind of described a little different. You can do a full attack, which allows you to do 2 melee attacks, or 2 regular attacks, I'm sorry, just 2 attacks, with a -4 penalty to each attack, and, you know, stuff like that. So there should be that that cheat sheet that I sent you guys. It shows each thing that you can do for each round, each ability, and stuff like that. So
I think he's just gonna wait. I don't think there's much he can do in the back.
Okay, so you're going to hold tight?
Yep.
Not a problem, so we're going to go to the next person. And so that leaves up Ginger. Ginger, what you doing, girl?
Ginger, as soon as she sees these things appear from out of the mist, is going to dive into the nearest bush and try to hide. Prone on her belly.
Yeah, so she's going to jump on her belly and go ahead and roll stealth.
No, that's a 9.
Yeah, unfortunately 9 ain't going to fly. Ginger, is that all you're doing? Just flapping on the ground and...
Yeah, we're not a combatant. So she's doing her best to just stay the hell out of sight and out of mind.
Nice. Okay, well that puts it to Eddie. Eddie, what are you doing, buddy?
He's going to try a trick attack. Because that's what I feel like doing.
Okay, he's going with the trick attack.
What he's going to do is kind of action roll to a nearby tree. And nice. Mid-dive, he's going to shoot at them. So basically, as a full action, I can move up to my speed, which I am doing. I'm going to try to find cover. And then I make an attack with a melee weapon, with the operative special property, or with any small arm. So this will be a small arm.
Yep.
Just before making your attack, attempt a bluff, intimidate, or stealth check. This will be stealth.
Okay.
With a DC equal to 20 plus your target's CR.
Okay.
If you succeed at the check, you deal 1d4 additional damage and the target is flat-footed.
Nice.
So, that is what I'm doing.
Yeah, the flat-footed is really good because if it gets flat-footed, it gets a negative 2 AC to your attacks from then on.
Mm-hmm. So, stealth. Stealth check. That's a 26.
Ooh. Damn, 26, natty 17.
So they do take an additional d4 and are flat-footed, right?
Because I hope they're not CR6 creatures.
Yeah, you're fine. You're absolutely fine. So which one are you doing? The one right up front?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so now I make my attack.
So it's got a negative 2 AC. Ooh, natty 19. Yeah. Goddamn.
23.
Yeah, that definitely fucking hits it.
So 4 plus...
So 5 damage?
Yeah, and this is a semi-auto pistol, so it's not like energy or anything.
Damn. Okay, so this thing gets tagged. You did the one up front, right? You said... Yeah, so you fucking plug this thing, in the neck. And it's like, and it, like, grabs at its throat, like, and it is not looking good. Like, immediately not looking good.
He's up against a tree, gun out, game face on.
I love
which,
it.
Which looks weird on him, but he's got it.
Okay, so that one is so not doing great. So it immediately tries to move away because it is very shocked at what just happened. So it's going to take... Actually, let's see how far we are. Okay. So it's not going to move away. Yeah, it is going to move away. It doesn't know what to do. So it's going to fucking take a step back, freaking out. And that's all it's going to fucking do because it is like bleeding out profusely. Like, it's probably not surviving that shot. So, next up is Stoon.
Yes.
These poor, poor monkeys.
All right, I'm going to move up 20 feet.
Okay. Right up in front?
Well, there's some penalty for attacking in melee, correct? With a ranged weapon?
Yes. I believe they get an AOO. If you are firing from a threatened square.
Alright. I'm not gonna do that. I am going to move up using the shotgun. And I'm going to fire at them. And it has blast.
Yep.
And a 15-foot cone.
Okay.
And I believe I make an attack against both of those that are still... within the 15-foot cone at -2. But it doesn't matter, because I suck.
Aw, buddy.
Not true.
You never know.
Scattergun, so do you just roll one, or do you roll for each person?
I think I roll once, and it just subtracts.
You roll one attack against each target in the cone. So no, you get to roll again for the other one.
Gotcha.
Yep, so you can go ahead and take a shot at the other.
But it's at -2 for both of those.
Man, even worse. So a 10 and a 7. And that
you're gonna
is...
You're going to have to change up that die, Lando. It's not working.
1 second. Just let me make sure. That's kinetic, so yeah. No, you did not hit. Oh, man.
I'm shooting confetti.
It was close,
here.
Though. Yeah, it was close, though. So, next up. Yeah, so you fire off. You're like, ba-doom! And, like, the scatter kind of shoots around them, and they're like, eh! And then, like, they kind of, like, are, like, holding themselves for a second and, like, look around and realize that they weren't hit at all. Like, just sprayed all around and blew shit out of the trees behind them. But, Scree, what is Scree up to? What's that one doing?
The legendary Scree.
Scree. The Goblin King!
I'm a little concerned now because Sadoon's right out there.
Yep.
Oh, actually, yeah, Scree's gonna move.
Okie dokie.
Because Scree can get between Eddie and these things and protect Sadoon, so. Pshew, right there.
Nice.
And he's like, he's got this little metal bar that he stole off the ship, and he's getting ready to hit anything that gets close.
Kid dokie.
No, he's not going to get ready to hit. He's just going to hang out there looking tough.
Hanging tough?
It's hanging
like
tough.
Like two kids on the block?
Hanging tough.
Hanging tough.
Anybody else get that? Does anybody know that reference?
I do.
Unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just making
no,
sure.
No, I don't know it.
Sometimes I date myself, and I just want to make sure people know what new kids on the block
yeah,
are.
Yeah, but see, our dates align, so.
That's true. Tis true. Okay, so that's what you're doing, Scree? Just hanging out right there?
Just hanging out.
Sounds good. Okay, so top one is going to scan the group as far as whatever, and it kind of seems to, like, be sniffing around as it's, like, running towards you guys, and then its eyes kind of lock on Sadoon, and it sprints up and goes to give him a little whack.
Going after... Sadoon,
bodyguard. As a reaction, when an adjacent ally is attacked, you can grant that ally a +2 circumstance bonus to its AC against that attack. If you do so, you take a -2 penalty to your own armor class until the beginning of your next turn.
Ah, damn. Very good. Okay, sweet.
Nice.
Natty one!
It's all that Scree toughness.
Yeah, Scree's like, and it's like, and, like, pulls back for a second and just kind of, like, swipes at the air in front of Sadoon.
Poorly. Well,
that was awesome. Okay, and that's his turn. So, the other one is also going to run up and take a swipe at Sadoon. And take a bite at you. 15 minus 2, or you get a +2 to your AC. So, does a 15 hit you with your +2 AC?
I think it's only against one attack.
Against that attack, yeah.
Adjacent ally can grant a +2 adjacent AC against that attack. Oh, you're right.
And my AC is exactly 15.
Oh, man. Oh, sorry if I kill you.
I doubt it.
Not sorry. No, probably not. Here we go. I don't know. It hits. What's that? No, that's not what I rolled.
Yeah, that's a d20 there, champ.
I rolled the damage. There we
Get
go.
Get it together.
Are you
dead? Are you dead, Sadoon?
I'm so dead.
Yeah, are you dead? Okay, so for those that are listening, I hit
Bad
with
luck.
One.
Yep, one damage.
One damage on a d4. So
it's a close call, but I think Sadoon's all right.
Scree's just baring his teeth at the one that actually bit Sadoon, like...
Scared the shit out of the first one. They were afraid of what might happen. If they hit Sadoon.
Okay, well, top of the round. Back to Orus. What you doing?
I'm going to try this. I don't know really what it does. But combat tracking.
Read it off for us, baby.
Your exocortex provides you enhanced combat ability. As long as a move action during combat, you can designate a foe for your exocortex to track. And as long as the target is in sight, the exocortex feeds you telemetry, vulnerabilities, and combat tactics, allowing you to make attacks against the target as if your base attack bonus from your mechanic levels are equal to your mechanic level. Designate another target erase as the previous target. So how does that help me?
I don't know what the fuck you just said. Okay, one sec. Let me pull it up and read it.
I like your funny words, magic man.
Now you'll get a +1 to attack for right now.
Okay, so I'm tracking the one on the bottom.
Okay. I believe in you.
17.
Yeah, that one definitely hits. +1, right? Yep. So, 18. Yep, so that's an 18.
Nice.
Yeah, that definitely hits. Go ahead and roll that damage.
6. Got him.
Blam! Nice!
Boom.
Yeah, so that one is blown away. Yeah, you friggin', in fact, you tell me, how does that thing go down?
I assume he's just gonna aim for the head because that's the most vulnerable spot. Wherever his combat tracking tells him is the most vulnerable, that's where he shoots.
Okay, so yeah, as this thing comes running up to slash at Sadoon across the chest, your tracker is like ding 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 and like friggin' like locks right in. You see it's like Terminator style where like the little cursor's moving around the screen and like lands on its head and like blinks a couple times and you just and that fucking laser just fires through and just smokes this thing in the forehead and you just see its head snap back real fast and like kind of come back forward and then it just slowly just crumples backwards and that thing is dead. That kicks it back over to Ginger. What is Ginger doing in the bushes?
Ginger is still sprawled out in the dirt underneath this bush, but seems to realize that it is a very sparsely leaved bush, so she's visible.
Yep, it's a very small bush.
Yeah, I can't believe that I'm getting my clothes dirty for just this bullshit. She is going to pick herself up, dust herself off, and go and hide behind Boris and Eddie. If I have the movement to head over there.
Yep, you absolutely do.
Yeah. I don't know how getting up prone works, but even at half speed, I would be able to make it over there.
Yeah, standing... Oh, wait a minute. Actually, standing up from prone is a move action. But as a full action, you should be able to stand up and move, because running as a full action is like, you can move double your speed. So yeah, that should be fine.
Nice.
And she looks utterly lost, like she doesn't know what to do, kind of like holding her hands out in front of her, looking apologetic.
I think Oris will respond in halfling, "Don't worry, princess, you're safe."
Nice.
Oris just speaks so many languages.
Yeah, he does.
Well, and here's the funny thing, because when Oris talks to Ginger and halfling, she just looks at him blankly. What the fuck are you saying?
He's just gonna nod at her.
Good to know. Right. Now you can make fun of her in halfling and she won't know.
Yep. Make sure to make a note of that.
Nice. So, Eddie, what you doing, buddy?
Is talking a free action?
Talking is a free action, yes. Okay.
Actually,
it's a full round action.
Do you want a knife or something?
Why would I want a knife? I don't do violence.
Well, people are gonna do violence onto you, whether you do it or not.
I got ways of getting out of it. Just worry about yourself.
Yeah, you're doing great. And then he's just gonna turn and shoot again. Well, he'll move over here and shoot so he doesn't hit Scree in the back of the head.
Gotcha.
Seems like a good idea.
I think Scree's small enough.
So, that's true. But these things are pretty small, too.
Oh, true.
At least
they're not huge creatures. I was thinking
gorillas.
No, they're like, they're more like, I guess more like chimps, sort of.
Like little spider monkeys?
Not spider monkeys, they'd be more like chimps. They're like, they're still beefy, like they're tough. But
it's
not
so terrifying.
Like, yeah, exactly, chimps
22.
Are tough.
22.
Chimps will fuck you up.
That's fucking, it doesn't.
And then 5 damage.
Okay, also, which one were you firing at?
To the same one I shot?
Oh, the one in the back?
That's right.
Yep, so yeah, that thing, it's like trying to
just
scramble away.
In the back of the
exactly,
head.
It's just like, and it freaking just splats on that rock next to it.
And he just shakes his head. He doesn't like killing people or things. Do what you gotta do, though, you know?
Okay, so next up, that jumps to Sadoon. What are they doing?
I've got my hammer out.
Got my hammer?
You want me to put the hammer down?
I'll swing it.
Twice. Swing it!
I love that Sadoon has, like, multiple weapons out at all times.
Yep.
They have, like, four arms?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, they are so bad.
Kasatha's got those four arms, so they can be armed at other times. And you guys can do that, too. Like, you don't have to technically have, like, dual wielding. Like, you can have, like, a knife and a gun. Oh, man, buddy.
Lando!
It's Starship fucking Combat all over seven. Again.
Oh, you're trying to do a full attack?
Yeah, I said twice.
Oh, okay, my bad. I didn't catch that. Okay, I mean, technically, you get to roll again, because that's just negative four on that one.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Damn it!
Yeah, bud.
Well, you doubled down. You had bad rolls and you doubled down.
Yeah, unfortunately, both of those would have been hits had they not been, or would either of them would have been. Yeah, but unfortunately, both those miss, and it is Scree's turn.
Scree take his job again.
It's only a matter of time, Lando.
Watching Sadoon like miss. Scree's like. And just,
again,
just like grabs onto them and shoo, pushes them out of the way and like takes their spot with a reposition.
Okay.
So they're putting Sadoon there behind, like 5 foot back, and then taking, like using their move action to take their spot.
Gotcha.
This dang monkey's too fast for me.
What did they just say? Dang.
Dang.
Yep.
Yeah, dang. I'm catching a slight southern draw in there with Sadoon, and I'm loving it.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what in tarnation's going on here?
He just went full prospect. It's inevitable.
God damn it.
Woohoo! There's gold up in that jungle.
I can't move right, Sadoon.
Sorry. Let's let Elise take her
time. In the future, they're just wielding four revolvers.
So you're moving Sadoon back? Is that what you're doing? Or are you moving him somewhere else?
I can only do 5 foot in reach. So gotcha. He moved them just like 5 foot diagonally. And then he used his move action to take a spot.
Okay.
So he's between Sadoon and Monkey. And now he's just like... Yeah! At the monkey. I think that's an action to do the maneuver, so...
Yes, I do believe... Yeah, I know we looked it up before. This cheat sheet doesn't have everything on it. Oh, no, there it is. Reposition is a combat maneuver, which does take account as a move action, but if you take a full round to do an extra move action on top, that's perfectly fine. I think that's how you do it. Change position to a different location within reach of... in 5 feet of the original position, plus 5 feet. Obstacle, stop movement. Yeah, so, yep, you can do that. So okay, yep, that uses up your turn. That means it is the they're all called generated actor now. Interesting. I didn't catch that. Don't know why. And my little sheet absolutely says Hobgar. They're called Hobgars.
These damn generated actors.
Yeah, damn, I was gonna say,
what are you doing?
They're everywhere.
So this thing is going to panic once it sees its buddies die, and it's going to bolt for the forest. So, Scree, you're going to get an attack of opportunity if you got your melee out.
Yep.
Okay.
Where's his weapon? That random piece of metal.
Yep. I love that you flavor that with just randomly grabbing things and shaping them into blunt instruments to smack.
It's not just me.
Nope, that is a miss. So it gets away. Or not gets away, but gets over to here. And it is running for the forest to get the hell out of there. So, next up is Oris. What you doing, buddy?
I'm going to lock on to him.
Okay.
I'm going to track his movements.
You track them movements, buddy. Oh. Gives you a plus one to your shot. Natty 18.
21.
Damn, for a 21, that absolutely fucking hits.
Ah, two.
Yeah, not great. It does hit it. But it is still holding on, so... Okay, so, Ginger, what you doing?
We're going to take a full action to cower.
Excellent.
What's the roll for that? I'm not seeing it on the list.
Do I try and make myself small and unassuming?
I like how you're cowering as the one last combatant is fleeing into the jungle.
Well, they're making scary noises.
Yeah, she has her eyes closed really, really tight, and it's just kind of like her fists clenched together in front of herself, like she's ready to swing at whatever like comes at her, but she can't look at it.
Love it.
Oh, I want to protect her.
But yeah, no, that's that would be my full action. Full action cower in place.
I love it. Okay, so next up is Eddie.
And he's just going to watch it run and then holster his gun and walk over here.
Understood.
Yeah, he's not about that thirst kill. If it's running away, he'll let it.
Yeah, it is. It is 100% running.
But... I mean, like, it's... They're on the run. It's all right. You can open your eyes.
Kind of takes a moment to open them and blinks a bit. Thank you.
No problem. Yep, and that's his turn.
Okay. Sadoon.
Sadoon aims the pistol as it runs away.
Sadoon is about that thirst kill.
And then just sighs and puts the pistol away.
Oh, no. So dejected.
Didn't get a job. That is sad.
This is what I'm good at.
I could do it. I could put it down. I'm not going to.
Oh, I believe you.
If it makes you feel better, do you want to at least just roll it to see if you would have shot it?
Could just be make it more sad.
It could.
And that's what I'm betting for. I think it would be funnier if we don't know.
Okay. We'll just assume he was going to miss.
Yep. That's fine. Okay.
Nah, I'm sure you would have tagged him. We'll never know, but I'm sure you would have. So yeah, Scree, is he going to chase him down and beat him with a club?
Scree, like, charges right up.
Oh, Jesus.
Then just goes, ah! And yells at it to make it run away.
And sure enough, it goes, and just sprints off into the jungle. And it's gone.
You had me there in the first half, not gonna lie. I thought Scree was going to bonk.
Yeah, I thought so too. I was like, damn, what's up with that?
Just bash its skull in with a piece of rebar.
Okay, and that ends combat. Congratulations, you're first on the ground combat. A bunch of poor defenseless animals murdered.
They were coming right for us.